So, how odd is Scuds?
Scuds good.
I wouldn't say, like, she's weird.
She has this poker face that you get intimidated.
She just needs to put herself out there and just start enjoying life.
I'd say she's eccentric because...
she's brave.
She's actually very mature.
And she's also like...
But when you get to know her, she's really sweet and pure in the inside.
I mean, she dressed up as Annabelle in school.
She wasn't shy at all.
One of the best things I love about her personality, she's so receptive to anything.
When the contest was cancelled, she still walked into the entire school as Annabelle.
And how she kind of interconnects them all and finds, like, inspiration from them.
And because of that, you question yourself, am I different or she's just weird?
Those people you heard are my friends who knows me for a long time. Hi, I'm Scuds, and welcome to So Odd with Scuds. By now, you are wondering, why is it called So Odd? The thing is, I feel odd. Sometimes there are days I wish someone could have comforted me when I cried. The odd thing is, I never said my problems or let anyone see me cry. Sometimes I want to feel more appreciated when I did so many things, but I felt like things are, meh, am I really getting good? Because I don't really know. Am I just living someone else's life? Am I just trying to please other people? Or what? And I did everything in the checklist, everything that's said on the book, but what's still wrong? You know, why can't I still be happy? And when I was, you know, doing some of the interviews for So What with Scuds, you know, I heard this a lot of times from the other tigers. You shouldn't be so hard on yourself. And I was like, oh, but I'm trying not to be hard on myself already. What do I need not to do? Not to be so hard on myself, because I'm trying to relax. I'm just trying to get the mathematics, you know, logically. Is that even a word? Logically, to make myself unwind. And it's difficult. Sometimes I don't know what's going on with my life, really. And even if the answer is right in front of me, which is, you can do it. This is how you get over your worries and problems, one task at a time. The thing is, I listen to more motivational quotes, Oprah's advice, and those kind of videos. I watch them, and I just decide, I'm going to lie down on bed. And after closing my eyes, I tell my brain, this is just going to be 15 minutes of nap. And then when I wake up, it's finally the next morning, and I feel bad because I just don't want to get up because I have unfinished tasks and they still need to be done. And how can I make an excuse? But at the same time, I don't want to make an excuse. I'm like, oh my God. You see what I'm doing when I try to unwind. And I just realize that's when they said, I am hard on myself. I'm like, okay, me, you need to learn a lesson. So it's just odd because not every day I'm okay. And then some people say that's totally relatable. So I'm going to say it's okay that every day we're not okay. Exposed to toxicity, I studied nursing and now I'm in film animation. And I remember a friend of mine saying toxicity holds her back from mingling and being with other people. She says they're too toxic. But I realize nothing is easy. Sometimes your clients, the people you meet or you've known for a while doesn't have your best interest. But you don't want toxicity to be the thing that defines you. And it's like a label in the painting. That's the name of the painting. But this is how you made an impact to be seen, to have a life, to not be held back, to toxicity, to labels that holds you down. But the thing that makes you continue is because you have a purpose in your life for the highest good of humanity. And there's something bigger than your ego, and you just feel it. You just feel it in your heart. And for me, it's faith, hope, and love. And I hope, Tiger, faith, hope, and love keeps working for you. Since, I want to be honest, you have a heartbeat, you continue to live. Now, something artist in all of us, and I'm not talking about just artists that work as an artist, but artists in all of us, the ones that want to create a change or make some art, make some innovation in their business, or just have an idea all of a sudden. It's an artist in all of us that understands we get to actually quote unquote fake a smile. I'm not okay, but whatever, I'll fake it till I make it. No one needs to know about my problems on stage and all by myself by Celine Dion, you know, just happens to be in your head. With life, with questions, and even complications, I'll solve things on my own, like Celine Dion all by myself kind of song, okay? I know, dramatic, but you get what I mean. And that line, I'm okay, is something that I've always had. I've always said that to myself. You could be exposed to people saying, whatever, so what? You gotta do what you gotta do. And it wasn't ironic from my environment to know one or two students commit suicide from that silence of having to prove I'm okay to others means you're going to be fine later. It's okay to have problems now. It happened that when people are in their worst spot, we need to refrain telling them everything's going to be fine, because it isn't fine to them. It's not a good time for them, and it undermines their problems that it's okay to have worries all over again. Every year, the suicidal attempts would be public, scandalous, and detrimental. It shows the poor services and low skills companies and our personal time are taking for granted relationships. Many only communicate with team clients and people they are involved with because they want the results, they want the money and the benefits, and that's just it. And at least it's not surprising to me. But it is something I have to address. And you might say, how could this happen? These mental problems, negative thoughts in our head, and not being good to people. It's not fine. It's not normal. Because we think it's common sense to tell people our concerns. It seems like you think, I don't care, or you think this is an issue I want to solve. The thing is, people having personal issues is not something you solve. You can't change someone or force someone to change for you. You can only share first the information and invite them to open so that you can listen to their burdens. And hearing the same scenario alone in their room and suffocating from either grade rejection, from not being accepted for who they are, mental issues, or losing the will to live for no reason at all. They just lost it. You probably know someone or several people already suffering from the words, I'm okay, dot, dot, dot. I have problems deep inside, and this is how I actually want to, you know, use the extra time I have left by abusing myself. on the spot, yes. It does sound that I'm trying to get recognition from these types of people. But give me some room to share with you my experience. For 4 years, it sounds like I wasted it because I said I did it for 4 years. So, I know, it's embarrassing, but I was studying a science degree in nursing. Didn't want to graduate a nurse, so I just stopped my studies in nursing and I just went to film animation. I know, right? So you probably think that's why I wasted my time. But I know, as drastic as it sounds, I don't want to really be a nurse. That's just my honesty. Do I have no regrets? No, I definitely do have regrets. But I definitely don't regret my maturity. The things I've seen and my experience, those are things I can never take back. And I really value the things I've learned there. I remember having to walk 3 floors inside a building. We used that building for a storage and changing room before going to duty. And across the building, there was the hospital. So I had to wear my white cap on and student nurse outfit on. And I'm sorry, but I did have a messy bun. I had to conceal it. And epic failures many times, called out by people for many things. And I just want to let you know, I am shimmying out. Is that even a word? But I just know I'm shimmying out, my hair down. Okay, I am very relaxed now that I'm out of duty. And if you can imagine, it took me longer to go to duty because I had to fix my messy bun. Hair gel, I thank you for your superpower. Now, the roads were small, so you can imagine the buildings were really tight and near one another. And that path, it only gives way to cars going to one direction, and its priority that it must have space to fit in that small road is the ambulance. And I remember after 8 hour shift, I had to change back to my uniform, and once I finished that, I contemplated my life. I know, like, damn, I'm already tired. And I really don't know if nursing is something that I want. Now, I just started to breathe. And I looked out the window from the storage room. I already had all my clothes. I had already everything ready. And I was just about to go home. And I wanted to really just have a place to breathe. And that was the time that I saw the hospital. And inside the hospital, there was a window in the post-operation area where there's an unconscious patient lying down in bed. The patient was probably in his prime 20s or 30s. And I remember someone knew that patient just got in the emergency room because he committed suicide. And he was given another chance in life. I was a terrible nurse, and I don't want to be a nurse. That's why I stopped. I thank my teachers, including the ones that said I'm a terrible nurse. Thank you. And now I have less concealer for my eye bags. Thank you, good sleep. And also thank you to my teachers for allowing me to have freedom. Now, that patient I saw through the window looked dumbfounded, lying on bed, and was bleak, still unconscious after his operation. And how, as a nurse, I really do respect what my teachers and all the nurses are going through when it comes to stress, schedules, and observing patients' health drastically change. And a lot of nurses say this, prevention is better than cure. This is from Desiderius Erasmus and The Environmental Theory by Florence Nightingale, mentioning the purpose for nurses were to place patients in the best environment for them to heal. So, I can't control people. Nurses are found everywhere, and it's in our blood as human beings to have the art in nursing. To not give up on life, and make an environment for people to open to healing and recovery, especially outside the hospital, so that prevention even starts from there to avoid health conditions from getting worse. But you might be surprised to know that schools, homes are not safe anymore from violence and doesn't stop negative thoughts from happening. You know, I've encountered people almost going to near-death situations, and that public news, I've said one or two students every year commit suicide, including even if I'm not a nurse now, but as a normal person, I felt that day I saw that patient unconscious in bed, even if he had a second chance in life. We're only glad now that he is saved in the hospital, but he is still in pain. The medications given to him are external, but the emotional wounds on what made him injured are still alive. There were still chances that he would commit suicide again after he leaves the hospital. And yes, that could happen to anyone, including me, and having negative thoughts. So, you must be smart and kind to yourself. Be honest, there are moments we have I'm not okay experiences. And after my duty, I still watch the sunset in my TV, or sometimes just have a background sunset on my phone. I spend time with my loved ones, even if sometimes it's a video call. Do well at work now, but really thank people for correcting my mistakes and accepting me even with my failures. And laugh at comedians while I slice an eggplant. My favorite food is eggplant. Dip, batter, smash an eggplant, and roast the eggplant. Don't be too visual. Just eat your vegetables. Okay, you know, I still think of I could be a nurse, but I thought of how to teach as SCUDS. I realized the biggest thing I didn't learn from anyone and is a key component to everyone's health is taking care of yourself before anyone else. In society, we shouldn't alienate our problems, but make it possible even if there are days we're not okay. How to have meditation, even if we think we have a lot of problems. How to be selfish, even if we want to give everything to people. And be decompassionate when telling people the bitter truth. Fitness, not to learn a game, but fitness because we really do want abs. Or you may have a muffin top, six-pack chorizo belly, and experience rubbing your stomach as if you feel you're the sexiest person alive in the universe. Ready for a runway show. To the bathroom. Pretty much the oddness that you're not boxed in and I understand you. This is a safe place to not be okay, but you do something about it. I must be odd, because I want to share unique, artistic, and refreshing, sometimes quirky, so odd episodes and me time sessions to make you feel faith, hope, and love is important because you made yourself important. It sounds like you're amused and wonder how I'll guide you. So the next episode is going to enlighten how you can join the festivity and blast up quirky oddness in this show. So stay tuned to the next episode. Let's start to awaken your inner tiger. Roar that voice within you. I'm Scuds. Let's begin So Odd with Scuds.
I mean, talk about roar, like roar, like how do you do it?